MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 24, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Peabody is shocked by the death of a young athlete. Salem making ready for haunted happenings. And there is a new Lynn Middle School happening. Sun, then clouds, low 60s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:04 p.m. Adam Levine is reporting in today's itemlive.com. Freddie Espinal, a junior at Peabody Veterans Memorial High School, died on Sunday due to a medical emergency suffered during a wrestling practice, according to Principal Brooke Randall. Espinal attended Welch Elementary School and Higgins Middle School prior to enrolling at Peabody High School. He was a member of Red Roots Wrestling Club in North Reading and the Saugus Peabody Wrestling Team. He was also a member of the Peabody football team. Saugus Peabody Wrestling head coach Wayne Moda created a GoFundMe account to help ease the financial burden added to Espinal's family. Adam Levine has much more on this story on today's itemlive.com. Michael McHugh is reporting in the Salem News that Salem City officials are urging that October visitors travel by train, ferry, bus, or broom, anything but drive their way into downtown Salem, where record visitation numbers are expected to be broken once again. Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller is quoted as saying, "Salem simply does not have the capacity for all the people that want to drive here during our haunted happenings celebrations." In addition to traffic congestion, the city is also anticipating multiple road closures throughout the month, including lot closures and traffic impacts from special events. The closures were implemented based on past trends observed by transportation officials, but Salem Police will make additional closures at any point for public safety reasons. For further road closure updates and parking capacity information, download the My Salem MA and Destination Salem apps and turn on notifications, or follow at City of Salem MA on Facebook and Twitter. More news still to come.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
LynnTV.org reports the city of Lynn held a groundbreaking ceremony for the building of the new Pickering Middle School on September 20. The building is scheduled to open in January 2027, be almost twice the size of the current Pickering building, and accommodate 1,100 students. That's double the current population. This is Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson.
There are some things in life that are unmistakably unjust, and the state of the Pickering facility is one of them. Two things keep us going in the face of those kinds of blatant inequities. One, the resilience of our students, of our educators, of our families. Their everyday courage and commitment in the face of hardship and long odds and the indignities of a broken system. And two, I think another thing that keeps us going are moments like this groundbreaking, a moment which represents the coming delivery of a new school to give us the hope of another chance. It's hard enough to imagine getting this project done given all the hurdles that it faced. And on top of that, the same effort had already failed once before in 2016. Standing here today, we can say that we've overcome long odds to find a good site in a crowded industrial city without many options and make the budget work. After a $30 million swing in state funding from increased reimbursements from the MSBA that we work with a lot of others and partner and advocate for. And now we have this beautiful design that will come to life before our eyes over the next 2 years. without moments like this, without moments like this hope, it can feel like it did, like at least I felt in 2016 after that vote. The worry, the fear that the past is inescapable. That past decisions, past disinvestment, long-standing underappreciation of our students' needs and their true potential by various systems confine us to a future that's at best incoherent and in truth unjust. How can we possibly get to the next 10 schools if we can't fix the one before us that's most obvious? But with moments like this, when we're all able to come together, to see the construction fencing going up and the dirt moving around, we can see that a better future is worth imagining. That we have it in our power to break down those confines of the past and build in its place the kind of gleaming, state-of-the-art learning facility that all of our students deserve.
That's Lynn Mayor Jared Nicholson. The entire ceremony can be viewed on lynntv.org. And Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, for the second time, the Essex Historical Society and Shipbuilding Museum will offer a salt marsh dory building class. Due to what was said to be the overwhelming interest during last summer's pilot program, the museum is offering the class again this October. This immersive 10-day course, led by expert boat builder Jeff Lane, will offer participants the opportunity to craft their own Essex salt marsh dory. Builders will be permitted to take their crafts home at the end of the session. Designed by Essex craftsman Charles Burnham, the Essex salt marsh dory is a versatile and compact boat design for single-handed rowing. Red Sox 4, Blue Jays 1 last night, Boston at Toronto again tonight. Celtics open training camp and the Bruins host the Capitals in a preseason game tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.